Malachi chapter 4. The Lord Almighty says, "The day is coming when all the proud and the wicked people will be burned up like chaff. On that day they will be burnt up and there will be nothing left of them." So there is no place called hell as in a place of fire that burns forever. Fire is used in the Bible as a symbol of destruction. And Jesus sometimes talks about Gehenna, the valley outside Jerusalem where they threw all the rubbish. And that's why there was fire always burning there, but the rubbish that was thrown on it was burnt up. And as it says here, they will be burnt up and there'll be nothing left of them. So even the most wicked people will not be burnt forever. They will be destroyed, and that's the end of them. There is no eternal punishment taught in the Bible. And yet, the wicked will weep and bang their teeth when they come to the day of judgment and they're told, "You will not be in the kingdom." As they see the future, the eternal life that they have missed, they'll just be so angry with themselves, and to have to live like that until you die is an awful punishment. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his rays. And this is talking about Jesus. When he comes back, he's going to be like the sunshine, like the dawn. And you will leap forth as young calves who've been let out of a stall. Now, young calves were kept penned up. And you can imagine they wanted to run around, but they couldn't. They just were kept within four little walls around them. And suddenly it's like the gate is opened and they can run out. And that's how we will be when Jesus comes back, that now we're so frustrated. It seems on all four sides of us and even on top of us, we can't act and be as we would like to. But that is how it will be when finally Jesus comes back, when the Son of Righteousness arises. We will find the true freedom. And then God says, "On that day when I shall act, you will destroy the wicked, and they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the commandments which I gave him on Mount Sinai, for all Israel to obey. But before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, I will send you Elijah the prophet, to bring the fathers and the children to be reconciled to each other, unless I come and smite the earth with a curse." So it does seem that before Jesus comes back, there has to be repentance amongst some in Israel and the ministry of this Elijah prophet. And maybe the fact that some Jews are now turning to Jesus in Israel is the sign that this is starting to happen. But whatever, the Son of Righteousness, which is Jesus, will arise like the dawn after the night. So now in this life, we're in the night. But we know that Jesus will come. He really will come. And he will be like the sunrise, like the dawn. And that is our hope. And this life, then, is not real life. This is like living in the night. This is not the daytime. This whole experience we're going through is the nighttime. But we're looking for the dawn.